The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the one-hour express service.
Triple M.
Yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of Dead Set Legends on this cracker of a Saturday morning. A beautiful blue sky, lovely day, plenty of sunshine. Hope you can stay with us for the next 2 hours when we talk about all the great things that are happening in the wonderful world of sport. A bit of colour, a bit of drama, a bit of controversy. We've got the lot. Absolutely got the lot covered between now and 10 o'clock. As I welcome, and this is an honour this morning, to be working with a man that, was a champion for the Port Adelaide Football Club. Haven't seen him for so long. It's been a long, long time, 6 years, and I talk about Dean Brogan. Brogues, welcome to the show.
Oh, mate, how good is it to be here? Your energy, KG, has got me. I want to jump out the window here.
Don't do that much. Long way down. We're 13 floors up. Nice to be home.
Mate, it's been unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, I'm looking out over the Adelaide. Beautiful plains out there. I'm glad to be back, mate.
It's a beautiful place.
It's unbelievable, mate. You don't appreciate how good Adelaide is until you've been in Sin City for 6 years.
Yeah.
And now you come back and, oh, geez, I love it.
Was it an enjoyable journey for you?
Mate, it was. It went really quick.
Yeah.
First 2 years were some of the hardest years of my professional
GWS
life.
Yep.
The last couple of years we made two prelims and, you know, you can see where the Giants aren't far away. I keep saying we. I've left them now. But, mate, it's been a really good 6 years, and I had an opportunity to come back and do some stuff outside of footy, and I thought, why the hell not? And I'm really glad I've made that move. I'm in here with you on a Saturday morning, KG.
How unlucky.
Doesn't get better than that.
You've taken a real skydive. What about the coaching, KB? Is that gone now for you?
Yeah, look, I think so, mate. I'll never say never.
Never say never.
But I'm going to have 12 months off and get into this other stuff that I'm doing outside of footy. And
yeah.
I'm a big – I call the AFL like the mafia. If you step away and you do a little bit part-time,
yeah,
it'll draw you
back into it again.
You know, so I'm going to have 12 months off and hopefully do a little bit more of this with you, KG.
Beautiful, Brakes. Well, look, just put your seatbelt on, Sonny. It's going to be a rocky road. We're going to get our teeth stuck into a few issues today. So let's go to it. Plenty going on. I'm a bit upset about a couple of things today. So let's get off and running and away we'll go. Stay with us, Brakes. Good to have you aboard on Sonny. It's beautiful Saturday morning.
Next, KG puts his foot down against pretty much anyone outside of South Australia footy-wise.
Exactly. And it's KG and Dean Brogan. Brogues is joining me now right through until 10 o'clock this morning. He can be a part of the program. But, Brogues, I've got to say, this last couple of weeks, since the fallout of the AFL Grand Final, the media towards our captain, Tex Walker, has been quite disgraceful. He has been bashed from pillar to post, firstly on the fact that He expressed his disappointment in a blunt way to
as a captain should.
Yeah, as a captain should. The fact that Jake Lever is leaving the club, that's his given right. He's captain of the side. He has been belted from pillar to post quite unfairly, and like some of the Victorian press, he's been referred to as a buffoon by what's his name?
Mark Robinson.
And there's the pot calling the kettle. Exactly right. That's the pot calling the kettle black. Caroline Wilson's given him an enormous
She
serve.
Pots everybody.
And the kid's done nothing wrong. And I'm sick to death of picking up the bloody paper every day and copying the spray that Tex Walker has been given. It's been an absolute disgrace. Listen to some of the things. This is what Tex Walker had to say on Triple M this week. Listen to how this kid talks.
No, I didn't have a crack at him. I was pretty honest because I don't like people leaving our footy club. I was honest that if that was the decision that he wanted to make, then look, I'm not going to agree with him. Because I don't like people leaving our footy club, but I don't think I was arrogant, aggressive towards him. I was probably blunt. I said, mate, if that's the decision you want to make, then we're 2 days out from losing a grand final. I think our footy club's going in the right direction. And I think it's pretty much him choosing money over success.
Now, what he said there, Brogues, I don't know how you viewed it, but to me, he called it as it is.
Look, I view it as this. He's a captain that wears his heart on his sleeve.
Correct.
Like, and he's a leader. There's no question about that.
Yep.
Jake Lever's a very good player, as we know. Okay, the 2 days after grand final, as you put, a lot of emotions running around in everybody's head with the Crows.
And yep.
If he's captain of the footy club, he does not want to see players leave his club. He's every right in the world to come out and say, I'm not happy that he's leaving. And
nobody's happy about the fact that he's leaving. And as captain, he has a right to say
absolutely, he's got a right to say that. You know, I know with the Giants, people asked for trades. When Adam Trawler asked to be traded from us to go to Collingwood, no one was happy about it. And we came out and said we're not happy about it. But because Adelaide, it's Tex Walker, and maybe the little comment at the end about choosing money over success, maybe that's got the gripe of the Victorian media.
Well, they can get stuffed because the fact is he's chosen money over success. It's there. It's obvious.
Well, everyone knows he's done that. He's taken a bigger contract.
Why wouldn't you take $4 million bloody dollars, for goodness sake?
Which you can't blame him for.
No, of course you can't.
You can't blame a 21-year-old or whatever it is.
He's been hammered. This is what Jimmy Bartel had to say as well.
I don't have a problem with what he was saying there at the start, but there's a couple of things about it, choosing success over money. You haven't had success either. You've made a grand final, that's it. Individually, you've been All-Australian captain and you've had some good years, but you haven't had success. So there's no guarantee that you will. There's no guarantees in this game that just because you played in the grand final doesn't mean you're going back and winning it next year. Every year, we even have our premiers who can't even get back into the finals. So where's the guarantee there? And he wants loyalty in a one-way street. He's very happy that Lynch and these sort of guys arrive at the Crows, but no one's allowed to leave.
Yeah, it's all very well for that, but have a look at some of the players that came here. Sam Jacobs is a glaring example. Came from Carlton where he couldn't get a bloody game, for goodness sake.
And Jimmy Bartel's comments there, how do you define success? Like, not everyone wins a grand final.
Correct.
Jimmy.
Spot on, bro.
And where Lever's going to Melbourne, they haven't played finals.
Exactly right.
So Tex is saying, he didn't say, oh, he's leaving to not play in a grand final. Adelaide are a successful club. They finish top of the ladder. They play finals most years.
Yep.
They made the big dance this year. Yes, they didn't win. Not everyone wins a grand final.
Correct.
He has left to go to a club that does not play finals. Will Melbourne play finals? Probably.
Mm.
But are they as successful as Adelaide? Hell no.
No, they're not.
They're not.
Spot on. Anyway, I'm ropeable with some of the music. Look, give us a call, folks. Is Tex right or is Tex been bullied here? There's no doubt that he's copped an absolute whack from most people about his comments about Jake Lever. 133353. Has he been bullied or is Tex right? 133353 is our number.
We've also put the question on Twitter, and 75% of people at the moment, Cage, say that he has been fairly untreated. 25% say, well, he's captain. It is fair game. We'll keep an eye on that too. 133353.
The question we're asking the Triple M family, Brogues, is regarding Tex Walker. Has he been bullied by the media after his comments about Jake Lever? He's been smashed from pillar to post. Has it been fair or has it been unfair? And in fact, before we go to our callers, this is what Terry Wallace had to say during the week as well, Brogues.
Tex, there's a few things in this. First up, you would be expecting and demanding of your football club to go and get players from other clubs, and you've actually gone and tried to court players from other clubs who are contracted. So not only are you very happy for players to come to your football club, but you're actually happy to go and try to lure somebody out of contract to come to your footy club. So you can't have it both ways.
Well, that's Terry Wallace, former Richmond star, being very outspoken. Let's go to the phones. 133353, that's our number. Aaron of Parralawi. Good morning, Aaron.
Yeah, morning, KG. Morning, Mr. 300 Gamer.
300 and what, Brogues?
No, I didn't play 300.
Oh, good.
But I'll take it, though. I'll take it. That means I've got an AFL life membership.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
What's your thoughts, Aaron?
Listen, I totally agree with Tex. Like, he had to come out and say something, and who cares what those media flogs in Melbourne say? Like, who cares? Like, he's the face of the club. He's got to come out and say something. And we all know Lever took money over the team. Like, you know, all the great teams like Hawthorn, Geelong, like even in the NRL, the Melbourne Storm, they all took pay cuts to all stay together.
Very, very good point.
Yeah. And look, there is no doubt that young Jake Lever has gone for the money. Now, almost $4 million is a lot of money for a 21-year-old.
For a 21-year-old. And look, just to touch on the Giants' experience, they're all playing for unders because they all want to win a premiership together. So the point you bring up, these great teams all taking less.
Yep.
Maybe someone needed to get in his ear and say, come on, mate, we're on a mission here. Hang out for another 2 years, take less, and get some success.
Well, Tex Walker took less.
They'll all be taking less. Rory Sloane's going to take less next year than what he could get on the open market if he stays.
Yep. Don't you start, bro, because you'll pick a fight
with
me.
He'll stay.
If you keep my
attention. Good point,
you and I are going to fall out, bro, if we go down that track. Derek of Salisbury. Good morning, Derek.
Oh, good morning, gents. How are we doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Thanks, mate.
What's your take?
Oh, mate, I think it's just this, you know, media volcano of just wanting to pick on, you know, just finding something to pick on. Tex, what did Terry Wallace and Bartel want him to come out and say?
Exactly. Jake, we're pleased you're going and wish you all the best. Is that what they wanted him to say?
Golden handshake, give him a golden watch on the way out.
Exactly right, bros.
Adelaide supporters and sponsors want to hear your captain saying, no, I'm not happy, he's leaving. Exactly. He's got nothing to do with who they bring in and who they don't bring in. That's not his role. His role is to stand up for his team.
Correct.
And be there for the rest of the playing group and the supporters.
Exactly right. You've nailed it beautifully. And Derek, I must say, I'm a little surprised. I know Andrew Fagan, the CEO of Adelaide, has sent a letter to their supporters and so forth and members. But I know in that he's made the point that they're not going to say this comment is correct or that comment is incorrect. But I just wish in some cases that they would have come out and said, buried some of the rumours that have been going around and give Tex some support.
I mean, it's certainly frustrating. I think as a Crows fan that a young fella like that, we get over from Melbourne and use a high draft pick and, yeah, we get a bit of compensation. But at the same time, Tex can't be criticised for speaking his mind, and all the fans, as you said, bro, just want to hear that.
Absolutely,
that's
they do, mate.
Thing. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I couldn't really care less what Bartell and that say.
Absolutely. Good, on you, good
way
to
be. Yeah, I like your comments. Good on you, Derek. We've got Beck of Salisbury Downs. Morning, Beck.
Hi, Beck.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, Beck.
Very well.
I don't think KG's going to like me very much after I take my comments.
Now, don't get me on the wrong foot, Beck, because I
can't wait for this one, Beck.
I'm a little angry this morning.
Okay, yeah. Me too, because I actually heard the comments, and it's all over Facebook as well. Tex does have a right to say what he feels, but Lever has the right to leave as well. Lever has every single right to decide what he does with his career.
Yep.
Okay, now, you went after Gibbs last year. I'm a Carlton supporter. You went after Gibbs last year.
Yep.
Yes, he wanted to come home.
Yep.
Okay, it all fell through. You just didn't want to pay whatever it was that Carlton wanted. That's fine. Now he wanted to stay. They were going to make a play for him again this year, and he is under contract.
The club has said we've gone cold on that.
You know, I mean, but it's not going to happen. But what I'm saying is Jake Lever is a young lad, okay? Money is appealing to young people, okay? If he thinks that that's where he's going to get success in his career, then he has that right to.
But Tex has also the right to express his views as captain of the Adelaide Football Club.
Absolutely, but unless he's going to actually, I watched a lot of Crows games this year.
Yep.
Being that I live in Adelaide and they're always on TV. And I think he needs to focus on his on-field behaviour because some of his behaviour on-field, right, he needs to worry about his own game, his own behaviour, before he comments.
What do you mean his behaviour, Beck?
Because he is I think he's a little undisciplined when it comes to picking fights on the field.
Oh, picking fights. When was the last time Tex Walker...
Every game he's played, he's been
rubbish,
involved
Beck.
In something.
That's one of the issues...
Every game.
That's one of the issues that he's been criticised for, his lack of aggression at times.
Well,
he doesn't pick
fights. I disagree.
But, Beck, I do agree with you that Jake Lever does have the right
to
leave. He's out of contract. He can do what he wants as a player. But I think I have to agree, Tex, as a captain... has to voice an opinion for mine. If he sits behind closed doors and says, oh, no, we're happy that he leaves.
That's ridiculous.
Like, I think he has a right as well to come out and say what he said. Now, I think that's probably why the club hasn't backed him as much because they agree Lever's got every right to leave. But no one has to be happy about it. But I totally agree with you, Beck. Jake Lever does have a right to leave.
No question. On your back, thanks for your call this morning and your opinion. Let's go to Alex at Westbourne Park. Morning, Alex.
Hey, good day, guys. How are you going?
Yeah,
good, thanks, mate.
I was going all right. That call came through from Beck. Yeah, go on, Alex.
Look, Tex is right. And I was going to, this one's for you, KG. Earlier on in the year, you bagged the crap out of him when he wasn't playing well and said he should have been dropped as captain.
Yes, I did.
You know, and that's why, and I rang up and I said, hey, mate, you're wrong.
Right.
That's why he's a captain of your club.
Yep.
Because he leads from the front, as they say, hard on his sleeve. Who would you want you to lead your club?
Yep. Look, I'll stand by my comments. The silly thing I said was that he should have been dropped to the sample. I admit that, and I've admitted that before. But I'll stand by my comments that halfway through the year, when we weren't playing as well as we did in the first 6 weeks, Tex had to show more aggression. I didn't think he was playing with the physicality that our captain should have shown at that period of play. And I won't retract that comment at all.
No, and
but that's not Tex's game.
Well, he's
put into his game now, and he's played a lot better since he got told.
Yes,
and
he
people
has.
Said stuff.
Yep,
and that's why he is playing the way he is now. And that lady says about pick and fight. He's not pick and fight. He's sticking up for his players.
Exactly,
and that's why he's sticking up for his club now when Lever's leaving.
Yeah, and part of captain.
And you don't need the Fagan and anybody to. I don't think say anything because he said it all.
Yeah, you're totally right. And being part of a captain is not only getting a kick on the footy field, but it's also all the other things that come along with
Correct.
Being a captain. You're not going to play well every week. And, you know, he had a bit of a mid-form slump.
He did.
He's a captain of the club. He's going to get potted before anyone else on the team. But his leadership off the field, from what I'm hearing outside...
It's fantastic.
I would want Mike... I know if Matty Primus, if someone left our club 15 years or however, in the Dinosaur Ages when I was playing... If someone decided to leave, he would come out and say exactly what Tex Walker's done. He's an old school captain that's not afraid to voice his opinion.
No.
And he's human. He's going to play bad games as well. But being a captain is you're going to play some average games, but you always hold your head high and you always do the stuff off the field and speak about your club in a high manner. And it's not all about you.
Correct, wait, Brogues, I'm reading Andrew Fagan's comments here and I'm getting angrier and angrier, for goodness sake. Ah, yes, welcome back to Dead Set Legends on this absolutely stunning Saturday morning. Beautiful blue skies. We can see the sea from here, Brogues. See the glorious Adelaide Oval, Brogues.
I'll go for a surf today.
Watch out for the sharks, old son. But what about last night? What a great performance it was by
Fantastic.
Adelaide United. They were down early in the game. I thought, uh-oh, we're in trouble here. But gee whiz, it was late in the game and they went bang, bang, bang. A man who scored the equaliser last night. We've got him on the line, young Ryan Kiddo. Ryan, congratulations.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for having me.
Gee, Ryan, how were you feeling early in the game when we appeared a little bit sluggish? Were you a bit concerned early?
I wasn't concerned because we have belief in what we're doing, and we showed last week against Wellington. We conceded the goal and were able to come back and get the draw. And I think we still had the confidence and belief that we're going to get some chance during the game to score a goal. And fortunately, we could go on and get two and take home 3 points.
Mate, great game last night. Congratulations, Brogsy, mate. I just want to ask, I've come back in, I've been reading up on you guys about your pre-season, and a lot's been made of your hard pre-season coming into the season that we are in now. And you said it was a good comeback draw last week and a comeback win last night. The double sessions that apparently you guys did, can you elaborate a little bit more on that for me personally, but for the listeners, on how fit you guys are, mentally strong, fit, and, you know, physically fit?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it's no secret that we've worked extremely hard this pre-season, and Mark and his team has been training us very hard, and we've had double sessions during pre-season 2 to 3 times a week, and it's been new for all of us. So I think we've taken, every single individual player has taken their game to a new level physically, and as we've seen early this season, it's been helping us, and we've been able to run games out really well and make an effect in those last few minutes, which has been key.
Ron, what about playing under the new coach? Has his style of game changed much from what you were doing previously? Obviously, he's brought in his own game style, but have things changed dramatically or not?
Not too really. I think we still want to play a possession-based game where possible, which is what's been done previously. But obviously, there's always a few new little tactics and things and a few new personnel that's come in. And I think just the attitude of the whole team this year has been fantastic. We've got a fantastic squad and we're fighting for spots each week. So I think that competitive environment is holding us in good stead so far.
Gee, Ryan, we dominated the second half of the game. Did we have chances to perhaps score more goals, do you think?
Definitely. And we had a couple of chances to equalise earlier, but it didn't happen. And these things happen in football,
yep.
But the character of the players to keep at it and then get one and then get two was, I think, a real confidence booster for the team. And we've still got a lot of areas to improve on, but I think that belief in what we're doing is going to really assist us in the future weeks.
Next week, big game, mate. Tell us a little bit about how the boys pull up and what will be the plan. I know it's early, but what are you thinking for next week against Melbourne?
Yeah, so we had a short recovery week this week and a big travel coming back from Wellington. So we've got a full week to prepare for this Friday night against, obviously, the rivals Melbourne Victory at Adelaide Oval. So a massive game for the club and one we're already all excited about and talking at breakfast. So hopefully we get a big crowd there,
yep.
A lot of numbers.
I'll be there, mate.
We can pack out Adelaide
Oval. You'll be there, KG.
I'll be there. I'll be watching the old Reds. Some of the things I've been reading, Ryan, there appears to be a lot of confidence within the players, a lot of confidence coming out from the club under our new coach. Is that the case without going over the top?
Yeah, it's still obviously early days, like I've alluded to. We've got a lot of things to work on, but Marco always is telling us to believe in ourselves and believe in what we're doing because he believes that we have those qualities. So when you've got someone at the top who has that belief in you, I think it's only natural for you to then feel confident and comfortable with what you're doing. So, yeah, I would say that, yeah, we believe in what we're doing, but we still know we haven't played our best football and we've still got a lot of improvements to make and hopefully we can make some of those improvements Friday night.
Sounds like he should be coaching the Australian team. Totally the opposite of what we're hearing with the Australian
exactly
coach.
Exactly right. Yeah, spot on, bro.
Unbelievable to hear. And being a former player and having the guy from the top giving you that confidence,
yeah.
I can only imagine you guys, you'd be bouncing into training tomorrow. And like you said, mate, you can't wait to play next week. And looks like you're on the right path. It's great to come back and support a really good side.
Exactly.
Here.
What's the situation with Taylor Regan, Ryan?
Yeah, so unfortunately, Reed's got syndesmosis in one of his ankles, so he'll be sidelined for a bit. But he'll be back and
gonna miss him. He's a tough nut.
Is he having surgery on that? With that, is it that bad?
Yeah, he'll be
surgery?
Having. Yeah, he'll be having surgery. But we will miss him on the field. But off the field, he still has a massive role to play. He's an experienced player.
Yep.
He's a part of our leadership group. And even his attitude over the past few days after hearing, obviously, not the greatest news for himself has been phenomenal for the group. So Riggs is an important player for us both on and off the field. And once that ankle's right, we can't wait to have him back out there.
Well, Ryan, well done, mate. Kicking scoring for the United last night, the equaliser. You would have been stoked with that, surely.
Yeah, it's nice. Obviously, it's
mate, he played that well, didn't he?
I'd have had about 25 bloody somersaults to be me, Ryan, I can tell you.
It is nice to score, but I was just proud of the boys and the effort we put in. Obviously, it's hot conditions up here in Brisbane, and
yep.
Those that have been out there for 90 minutes, I mean, popped up and scored the 90th minute goal, and Johan, who's been playing the whole game in those conditions. So I came on and I was a bit fresher, so...
Yeah.
I think it's a credit for all the boys that were out there because they really dug in deep and made us believe.
Beautiful. Ryan, well done, mate. Let's hope the good form continues. Thanks
good
for
luck.
Your time, Ryan.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys. We look forward to seeing you Friday night.
Yeah, I'll be there with bells on. Ryan Kitto from Adelaide United. Yeah, I like that bit of applause there, Haydos. Very good, very good. They deserve a round of applause. Gee whiz, what a mess it is. We talk about the Socceroos. Unbelievable stuff. I know they got over Syria the other day, but... What about
thanks
our coach, Postecoglou? What's he going to do? Stay or go? Let's welcome to the program now, of course, the chief soccer writer from the Adelaide Advertiser, man who's got his finger very much on the pulse, Val Magliacci. Val, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Now, Val, can I ask you, Postecoglou, what in the hell's going on there? Is he staying or is he going? Or should the FFA make a call?
Well, obviously, the story broke after the game against Syria that he wants to go after these games coming up against Honduras next month. And in my humble opinion, I think the FFA should make a call and move him on because I think it's destabilising the whole campaign. The boys that trusted in him, the Socceroos boys now, they probably are thinking what the hell is going on along with everybody else. And I think for the best interest of the national team and the country, I think Ange should go.
Val, has he got a club job overseas already? They're the strong rumours going around. Are you aware of that rumour?
Yeah, I heard whispers back in April. I was speaking to somebody inside FFA all that time ago, and he actually told me that Ange might be leaving after the Confederations Cup, and that was back in June. There must be something big happening for Ange, for him to make up his mind, and then he's... I mean, there's suggestions that he can't handle the criticism and stuff like that, but that's all part and parcel of being a coach, I think, and that's maybe a soft option.
Exactly right.
Yeah, mate, Brogues here, just a question. From a player's point of view, where does this leave them coming into probably the biggest game of their careers?
Correct.
Their leader, their boss, has said, win or lose, I'm out of here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it has destabilised it. And I think the camp has been unstable since we lost 2-0 to Japan back in September. And there was murmurs. There was heavy criticism of Ange's system, which he changed midway through the World Cup qualifiers. But apart from having repercussions on the team, it goes to much, much deeper than that, because the game, we've grown in leaps and bounds since the A-League has come into action back in 2005, and this could really rock the game back to its foundations if we suffer and don't make the actual World Cup next year.
Well, Val, what about that? Honduras, it won't be easy. Are you confident we can qualify or not?
I'm not confident.
God.
I can tell you that. I was speaking to, Cristiano, the Adelaide United legend, what was the Thursday night, and he played in Honduras for 6 months. He had a 12-month contract, but he bailed out after 6 months. And he was telling me about how dangerous and hostile the country can be because of the poverty. There was one of his teammates' wife and kids were kidnapped for a ransom.
Oh,
he said he could never walk alone. So, I mean, that's unsettling. As soon as you get into the country, the players will be watching their backs, which is not good. Then, obviously, the facilities, I'm 100% sure Honduras won't be hospitable when Australia arrives in town. And I mean, that alone could play on your mind. If they can get over that hurdle and obviously knuckle down and concentrate, they might. I mean, I think at best, if we get a draw, we'll be fine. But I think if we suffer a loss, we could be in massive trouble.
Beautiful, Val. Appreciate
your
time. Thanks
for your time, mate.
Have a good day, Val.
You too, guys.
Yeah, that was Val Magliacci. Oh, I can never say that word, his name. From the Adelaide Advertiser, the chief soccer writer. It's a horrible mess. Here we are on the verge of trying to qualify for the biggest event in the world, the World Cup.
Yeah.
And our coach
doesn't want to be there.
Well, he hasn't said yes and he hasn't said no. Surely the FFA Brogues should say to him, we want a definite answer as to what you are doing. Either you're staying or you're going.
It's
ridiculous.
Mind-boggling to think
effect would it have on the players, for goodness sake?
Well, I brought this up and tried to relate it to a footy term because that's all I know. And that's like Ken Hinckley saying, coming into the biggest game of their career, saying, well, win or lose, I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's just, that's...
Imagine what would happen if you did that.
The playing group would just be going, what are we doing here? What are we doing? It's just mind-boggling to think that this is going on, like you said, to qualify for the biggest event in the world, which
Correct.
Has massive repercussions if they make it or don't make it.
Well, if they don't make it, I'll tell you what, the image of soccer will go down the Gerger at a million miles an hour, I'm telling you, because, we've been there, and to miss out again would be unbelievable for soccer. Irreparable damage. It would set back soccer 20 years in this country, there.
It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks.
Well, I just wonder what the players are thinking now, not knowing what's going to happen. And I just wonder, because the rumours are rife, Brogues, that Ange has got a club job overseas.
Oh, of course he would. He wouldn't be saying this unless he wouldn't be... There'd be something going on behind the scenes.
Yep.
And this is being in Sydney and being around soccer a lot. And I know Bosnich pretty well.
Yep.
I've done some media with him. He can't stand him.
Really?
And well, when I mean can't stand him, he knows that stuff.
I know what you mean.
So it's pretty, yeah, I can't get out of that one, can I? He basically said, you know, this guy's not the right man for the job. And he's been saying it for a long time now. And now that this has come out, Boz is right. He's right. This guy's not the right man for the job. And you can see the way they're playing. They're struggling.
And even if they do qualify, you can't see them going much further. That's the unfortunate part about it. Okay, stay with us, folks. We've got another big hour coming your way. We're going to talk to Buddha Hocking. And we're going to pose a question to the Port fans.
Oh, yeah,
we are. Stay with us, folks. Can't wait. Coming up very shortly. Ah, yes, it is the Dead Set Legend. And it is a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning in this wonderful city of ours. Overlooking Light Square, the sea, the glorious Adelaide Oval, Brogues. How good is it, mate?
It's beautiful to be back.
And you think we get paid for doing this?
I'm doing it for free.
More for you.
Because I love doing it.
I love doing it too, Brogues, but I've got to eat.
No, I'm getting paid.
Nice one, Brogues, nice one. Beautiful Saturday morning, and how about that Adelaide Oval, Brogues? How good is it?
Mate, I can't wait to start going there a bit more than what I have. I've only sat in the coaches' boxes and it's been on the receiving end of some big losses. So I'm looking forward to getting there and having a beer with the normal people.
Well, just save yourself, Brogues, for the test match, which starts in the links the 3rd or 4th of December.
The Ashes, I'll be there.
The Ashes. That will be more than a test match. It'll be a huge event.
Especially out the back in the marquees. That's where I spend most of my time, I reckon. But I'm going to go to the soccer Friday night, so I can't wait to get down there and start being a normal citizen and get out there and enjoy the sights of Adelaide.
So you've been not quite normal, Brogues?
Well, every time I come to Adelaide, I'm in the coach's box and I'm under that much stress, I don't even know where I am half the time. So I can't wait to get out there and have
Could
a couple
I put
of
you under more stress?
Yeah.
With a leading question?
Yeah.
Greater Western Sydney.
Yeah.
Have they been the underachievers? And some people are saying they're somewhat prima donnas.
Yeah. Oh, look, I think whenever you put a bunch of 18, 19-year-olds, very, very high-talented draft picks all in the one place, you're going to have a lot of egos because they're high achievers and they expect to be playing every week and they expect that everything owes them. You know, they're owed everything. So it's been a massive challenge for the Giants up there, but I think the first couple of years they were carrying on like they were 100-game players and they'd won a couple of flags, which was very frustrating for the likes of old school like myself and Chad Corns and Lukey Power and James McDonald who were up there. We really struggled with that. But I think the last couple of years they've matured
a
lot.
They've
come back to earth a bit, and that's what happens when you get belted around for a couple of years. You become very humble. So I think have they underachieved? Look, I think they haven't because they've made two prelims. Yep. And we all know in the footy world, making a prelim is really hard.
Yep.
And making grand final is the icing on the cake. And we saw this year making a prelim is the hardest game in your AFL career. Whether you win or lose it, it'll always be your hardest game. The week after is a bonus, the grand final. They are hard. Don't get me wrong, they are hard. But to get to a prelim is really hard. And the year that the Giants had, they had a lot of injuries. They had a lot of, and you need the best teams with the least injuries. I know Adelaide had Smith and McGovern out, but the rest of their team was pretty rock solid. Richmond had no injuries. I don't even think they had an injury all year. No. And they end up winning the flag. So you need a lot of luck going your way. The Giants didn't have it this year, but I can tell you they're going to be around the mark in the next two or three years.
Oh, good. I'm glad that broke.
Win one next year now that I'm
gone. Oh, go and get stuck, folks. we got the Crows name on the cup. Okay, coming up in this hour of the program, we're going to question and ask some Port supporters in one moment's time. And we'll talk to Buddha Hocking a little later. He's now gone to Collingwood, of all bloody clubs, Collingwood. God. Heaven forbid.
You left my Panthers.
Saturday Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. You can chat live with KG and Brogues online during the show at Triple M Adelaide.
Good
on
you, Hados. Port Adelaide have done pretty well, Brogues, your old side. Like they've picked up...
dominating the trade period.
Rocklift. They've picked up Motlop. Two good pickups.
For nothing, either.
That's the point. Virtually for nothing.
Free.
Crows have done well by picking up early round draft picks. So both clubs have done well. But Port Adelaide... I was hoping Motlop would go to Adelaide because I like him. I know he's inconsistent, but
he's got something about him. He's got X factor. X factor in a really good team that in big games X factor holds up.
Exactly right. So look, there's only one domino now to fall. Should Port Adelaide, or let me ask this question: Port Adelaide supporters, do you want the power to get Jack Watts? I wouldn't personally pick him up, no.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you, mate. I'd take him. I'd get him here, mate.
Why would you take him?
For list depth. Is he in your best 22?
No.
Probably not. But we saw what happened with Tommy Jonas get injured, got suspended, sorry.
Correct.
In a big game. Jack Watts can come in and fill that role. You can swing Jack. Is he as good as Tommy Jonas? No, he's not.
No, he's not.
But he can come in and play a number of roles. We've seen over his career, yes, he has been inconsistent. We all know that.
Yep.
But he can play different roles, and he can be a role player for Port Adelaide. Mm. And in when you're going for a tilt at the flag, which Port Adelaide will be now, which they still are, you need players like Jack Watts on your list, okay? And if I'm Port Adelaide, if I'm coach and I'm the list manager, I'd be going for him.
Okay, well, I wouldn't be going for Jack Watts. I think he lacks physicality.
Well, he's going to the Crows, KG.
No, I don't want the Crows to pick him up. He's not consistent enough. He lacks a little physicality. And the other thing that I query big time, I know Simon Goodwood.
Yep.
He's a terrific bloke, honest, straight shooter. If he lets a player go, then there's a problem.
There's something going on.
There's a kink in the armour. And keeping in mind that there were problems at the beginning of the year where Simon didn't pick him pre-season and all that, that to me is a real, real worry. But I wouldn't pick him up. But Port Adelaide supporters, do you want your club to go for Jack Watts? 133353 is our number. Give us a call. We'd like to get your thoughts on it. We've heard from the Crows and so forth earlier, but we want to hear from Port Adelaide supporters. Would you want your club to pick up Jack Watts?
KG says no. Brogue says yes. No, what way do you say?
Ah, yes, they're fantastic people. CMI Toyota, you're with KG and Brogues right through until 10 o'clock, the Dead Set Legends. And look, we're giving Port Adelaide supporters the chance to have your say this morning. Do you want your club to pick up Jack Watts? As Sydney, I think, and Geelong are looking at him, but he's also looking at Port Adelaide. In fact, he was in town yesterday, and he was off to a wedding, Bernie Vince's wedding. Do you want your club to pick up Jack Watts? 133353 is our number. Let's go to the phones. The lines are open. Matthew of Ranelagh East. Good morning, Matthew.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, good, Matthew.
Good, thanks, mate.
What are your thoughts?
I'm actually a Melbourne Demon supporter.
Yep.
I would hate to see Jack Watts go. Obviously, being picked up a long time ago, he's a big part of the club. I think what Simon Goodwin needs to do is just get Jack to focus on one role and one role only. So whether that be a link man along the wing, with last year and the last couple of years, he's been bobbing in and out of different roles. I reckon if he had one focus, one role, he could turn it around in 1 year and do sort of like what Maxie Gorn did.
Matthew, has he given the club what you would have thought a number one draft pick would give?
No. Obviously not, but at the end of the day, he had his entrance into AFL a bit different compared to a lot of other number one draft picks. You know, he was thrown in the deep end straight away into a massive match against Collingwood, obviously.
Yep.
But, you know, that put a lot of pressure on him. And then with all the other sagas that came after it in the last couple of years, you know, I don't think he was given the best opportunity, to be honest.
He's a classic victim of how bad Melbourne were. And it's not his fault he went number one. He probably wasn't a number one
pick. No, he wasn't.
I have to agree with you, mate. I think his best role, and when we played Melbourne, his best role has been a link-up player. He's got a massive motor. Can run all day, and he's a very good decision maker. Does he fluctuate with his hardness a bit? Yes, he does, but he can play a vital role in someone's team. I totally agree.
Well, okay, that's a good call, Matthew. We got a prize for you, son, for a good call.
Great call. Absolutely. Yeah, Harness Racing returns to Waveville on Friday, the 27th of October. Head to tickettech.com.au for tickets and get more info on that as well. Thanks for your call, mate.
Good on you, Harness. I'll be there at Waveville. I'll be there for sure. We've got Jamie of Croydon. Morning, Jamie.
Morning, Jamie.
How you going, guys? Yeah, I'd take him for sure. Why wouldn't you? He's a big, tall forward, which Port need. You know, he's got Charlie out up there. He's got a good kick for goal, and he can also play through the ruck, which you get at Melbourne. And
he's versatile, exactly, mate. He's very versatile. a team, every team would love to have a guy like him, because where the game's going now, mate, you've got to play in a lot of spots, and players that can do that will play most weeks.
I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced, Brogues, that he gives you enough on a consistent basis.
I'm with you, Jamie.
I'm by myself, but that's I don't think he gives enough. Good on you, Jamie. Thank you for your call. We've got Sam of Cleavy. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Yeah, very good, well, Sam. Thanks, Sam. What's your take?
That's good. Just quickly, I reckon they've given him enough chances now.
Yep.
You know, I'm a Bombers fan. I'm a Bombers man myself. Now, KG, how does it work? Like, how much? What would he actually, to bring him down here?
That's good.
How much
point.
Would it be? What would it cost the club?
I think Melbourne
two second round draft picks.
Yeah, they want a sec. I think they're kidding themselves a little bit, but Melbourne are going to play hardball. But
how can you expect 2 second round draft?
They'll get one. They'll get 1 second round draft.
I'll be lucky to get one.
But mate, if you can get him for not much, I can't see why a club like Port Adelaide wouldn't want to get him. And they're not, trust me, Melbourne want 2 second round draft. They're not going to get it.
No.
Come Thursday when the deadline's up, they've told him they don't want him. They'll take whatever they get in the end. But I think if you can get him for basically nothing, go get him.
Okay. Righto, Sam. Good call, Sam. Chris of Parkon. Morning, Chris.
G'day, Ken. How are you? Yeah. Brogues, nice to hear your voice on radio, too.
Thanks very much, mate. It's good to have him back in Adelaide. Feedback I've had. Thank you very much.
Great to have him back. Yeah, what a legend he was for our club.
He was. Buddy Oath, he was tough, too.
Yeah, listen, on the Watts thing, two comments to make. He was a first-round draft pick, but I'm not sure that should feature too heavily into the decision-making right now. He is what he is, and it's a question of whether he's going to add value.
What is he?
I won't be disappointed if he comes. I think that'd be good for the reasons that Brogues pointed out. If he doesn't, my point of view is, in terms of that sort of second tall forward, mobile guy who can go into do a bit of ruck, I reckon Dougal Howard's got a lot of that.
So do I.
Know that now they're grooming him down back, but when he first came in, he just offered a fair bit to my way, I think.
I love what you're saying here. I love what you're saying.
I can't disagree with that, because...
Do you rate him?
Yes, I do. I do. I think Port Adelaide got some very good tools coming through.
Buddy Oath, they have.
But like I said, is Jack Watson your best 22 right now? You'd probably say no. But if one of these kids go down, you get a couple of injuries, you bring an experienced player like that, I think that's really handy to have on your list. And I agree with you, mate. I would hate to see him come in and take over a young kid's spot who's developing nicely. So we don't, as a Port supporter, you don't want to see that.
I like it.
It's a very good point you make.
Yeah, good point, Chris. I like Dougal Head.
Absolutely.
He's going to
be a very
him.
Good player.
Yeah, this will be an interesting call. It'll be very interesting. Ange of Kidman Park. Is you there, Ange?
What's going on, mate? All the Crows players being drafted out over there.
See what we're doing, Edge, is that we're just getting all these early draft picks to go for people like Young Rankin and Lukosius next year when they go into the draft. We're pre-planning.
You offer what, like 200K, still doesn't come to your bloody franchise. What's going on down there?
See, that's crap. We didn't offer him anywhere near
that. Anyway, guys, Jack Watts.
Yes.
No one wants a David Roden. No one wants a Matt White. No one wants a Jay Shook. Now, their players are coming in our squad at 25, 26. They couldn't get a game in their football club.
Yep.
Now, I believe the system that Paul Ruiz played at Melbourne did not suit Jack Watts. I mean, Jack Watts is not a defensive player. They played ugly football.
But Simon
coaching.
Goodwin's the coach now. You're going back to the Barron-Arrow days.
But hang on, how long's he coach for 1 year?
So?
No, look.
He's been assistant coach for years.
Jack Watts can play anywhere down the spine. True, Brogues?
Oh, mate, I totally agree. I'm with you on this one, KG. I've told you from this morning, this kid can play in a lot of positions. He's not your best player. We know that. But he can come in and play a role for a club that's making a tilt. And let's think about the good things that he does, not the bad things that coaches pull out.
I haven't seen too many good things to be. That's probably
mate, he can run
unfair.
All day. He can run all day. Because I know when we play him, we have to put a defender that when he was playing that linker, when the Giants played him, we had to put someone on him that could run because he can blow defenders up.
He's got a huge engine in him.
I pose the question. Melbourne are on the verge of playing finals. No doubt about that.
Come on, KG.
Of course they missed out by a whisker this year at playing finals. They're on the verge of playing finals.
I'll give Melbourne two more years, mate.
Well, they missed
and
it.
Look like Essendon's going, right? Essendon's recruited really well. Out of the top eight from last year, and look at the recruits that Essendon have got, that's only going to make them stronger. Who do you believe is going to drop out of the top eight for Melbourne to go in?
Well, who knows? But all I'm saying
pretty
is,
even comp, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. All I'm saying is that Melbourne missed it by a bee's knee this year of playing finals. Why would you let a player go if you're that close to playing finals football? If you thought he can have some impact on the side, and that's Simon Goodwood. He's been there a lot of years. He was under Ruse as an assistant coach. He knows the players, and that's why I wouldn't take him.
Hey, boy, seriously, though, like, let's be honest. If he doesn't have him in his game plan, how many players that don't fit the coach's game plan go somewhere else?
Yeah, you're right. He's fallen out of favour. He's not in goodies.
You know what I mean? He's not playing
plans anyway over the next couple of years. Right. So maybe they've just said, time to move on, yeah. Jack.
Good on you, Ange. Thank you for your call. Interesting situation to see whether they pick him up.
We've asked on Twitter as well, does the Port Adelaide Football Club need Jack Watts? At the moment, 49% of people say they need him. 51% are saying quit while you're ahead. So this is very evenly matched at the moment.
It's evenly matched in here too.
I'm not on your team, Brogues. Not on your team.
I'll get you by the end of the show.
I was going to say, you've got half an hour. You got half an hour.
Being a Port Adelaide man, you'll get me. No doubt about that. Okay, 1-3-3-5-3 is our number. Give us a call.
For CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer, Dead Set Legends, Triple M.
To talk to a good friend of yours.
Buddha Hocking, legend.
Unbelievable, Brogues. Yeah, Buddha Hocking has been appointed assistant coach at the Collingwood Football Club. Disappointing for South, but I can understand Buddha's reasons for going back into the AFL system. And we've got Gary Hocking on the line. Buddha, thanks for your time.
Buddha.
Good morning, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. Congratulations, Buddha. How do you feel now that it's all unfolded and all happened? How do you feel?
Yeah, on one hand, I'm very excited to be going to Collingwood in a stoppage and opposition role, and it's great to sort of get the family back to Victoria and get back into the AFL system. But disappointed as well to be leaving South Adelaide. I know they're in good hands, but we've done a fair bit of work under Brad for 3 years in the last 12 months, although we didn't make the finals. We played some good footy, and I thought our best was good enough, but not at the right time. So there's a bit of unfinished business there, but I'm sure the next person who comes in, KG, can really grab hold of the group. They're an amazing bunch of boys, and they're not far away from success.
Buddha Brogues here, mate. Congratulations on your role, buddy. Well done. Where do you see Collingwood's list? Like, you personally, coming in from outside, like, I'm sure you would have got asked in the process, you know, someone, Bucks or whoever, interview would have asked, where do you see us at? Where do you think Collingwood are at, and how do you think you can help them, mate? I understand you're the stoppage in opposition, but how do you think you're going to go? The list is going to go.
Well, I think right at the moment the competition's saying, Brogues, that they're sort of 13th based on last year or this year. So they've got some work to do. But we've seen Richmond, who finished 13th last year and just tickled up a little bit of their coaching group. Damien Hardwick changed a little bit. I think Nathan's had a great review internally and has had some challenges thrown at him. So I think what he's going to do in talking to him, he's going to just change and tweak a few things. But I think the group on the back of last year when Nathan got the 2 extra years, Brogues, I think you've sort of seen a bit of a turnaround. They started to play some really good footy. They've got a great midfield. Their backs are, you know, quite good, and I just think they just need another key forward to support more up there.
There's a lot of pressure on that young kid. There really is, and you're right, they do need a big key forward. But, they do have a good list, mate, and I think what you said there, mate, is they're going to surround Bucks with yourself and some other new coaches, a bit like the Richmond model.
Yep.
And I think a lot of clubs are going to go down that way. Assistant coaches in the AFL are going to be in a bit of trouble, I think, KG, from now on.
Whoa, gee. Hey, Buddha, can I ask you, what was the reaction from South Adelaide when you broke the news that you'd been offered the job at Collingwood?
Oh, look, initially, it took some time for Neil and the chairman, Andrew Luckner-Smith, to sort of just digest what I'd spoke to them about, and I was very upfront. I had the meeting on Friday with Nathan.
Yep.
and Jeff Walsh and Marcus Wagner, the footy ops guy. And then by Monday, I'd sort of, let Neil know what was going on, and that possibly there might be an opportunity. I might be going there. I hadn't won the job yet. So I was sort of just, what you do is you just sit and wait. And, they've been amazing, KG. They understand.
Yep, good club.
That I'm a career coach, and I want to try and continue to raise the bar in my own coaching, learn a lot more, evolve a lot more in South. I can't thank enough for initially giving me an opportunity. I've had a great 12 months. There's some wonderful people down there, and for them to let me go and keep challenging myself, and also get the family back into Melbourne or Geelong, I can't thank them enough.
And Buddha, did you see the call coming, or was it a call just out of the blue?
I was just out of the blue, KJ. I was just doing some work down at South, and then, the phone rang, and it was like a different number. Normally you got all, people off your phone and saved and that sort of thing. I thought Brogues might have been ringing me, but...
we were meant to catch up, weren't we?
I haven't got your number, Brogues. But anyway, I thought it was Brad Crabb. I thought he can play a bit of a trick, the captain. And, it's Jeff Walsh here from Collingwood. I thought, no, good one, Crabby. And he said, no, it's not a quick, this is not a trick call, but this is genuine. I said, oh, well, sorry about that. But then that's how it sort of came about.
Fantastic. Well, but it couldn't happen to a nicer bloke.
Yeah, congratulations, mate. You totally deserve it.
Fantastic, but he's been great for the game of footy.
Absolutely.
Have you enjoyed your stay in Adelaide?
I've loved Adelaide. The kids have really, found it great over here. My wife's really enjoyed it. The weather, the town. I must say I had 7 great years at Port Adelaide.
Seven?
I
know Brogues.
7 great years.
Brogues was there. And, look, we didn't get what we all wanted. We got pretty close at times. But meeting people like Brogues, Chad Corns, Jacob Surgeon, working with Ken Hinckley, Alan Richardson, Phil Walsh, all the people that, that are there. It just helps you develop and
as a person.
Understand the game. There's some wonderful people there.
Fantastic. Well, Buddha, congratulations, mate. We wish you all the best.
All the best, mate.
I'll have a little soft spot for Collingwood. Now, I used to hate them before.
Collingwood, but you got to do what you got to do, Buddha.
Yeah. Pity it's Collingwood.
Thanks, boys.
Good luck, Buddha.
Take care, mate.
I used to love watching that man play.
Oh, he's
every time he was around the ball, something happened.
Hall of Famer. He likes to tell me that every time we catch up. But
you're not surprised he's been invited back into the AFL system. You're not surprised at it?
Not at all, mate. I think Choco actually gave him a go.
Yep.
There was a bit of a fallout there. Yeah. Whatever happened at Geelong, and Choco gave him a go back in the day, 7-8 years ago. And like my time at Port Adelaide, he was fantastic for me. And you talk about honest to man conversations.
He'll
have them with you, but he'll also give you a cuddle at the same time. And I think it's a massive coup for Collingwood. I think he'll go unbelievably well there, and someone that Nathan Buckley will turn and look at and have good trust in.
Beautiful. Very important word.
Absolutely.
Brogues is trust.
Absolutely.
Trust and respect.
Yep.
That was Buddha Hocking, our special guest.
Buddha Hocking. Oh. Absolutely. Who's now the assistant coach at Collingwood. So, we can't really argue with people.
The Collingwood supporters. Let it rip, son. Let it rip.
On Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Don't make me angry.
It's time.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
For the Rage KG.
Yeah, thank you very much, folks. Well, I'm not a happy chappy today. It's been one drama after another since the Crows' poor performance in the grand final. We've had all sorts of rumours and innuendos about this and about that. We've had the Tex Walker drama where he's been smashed from pillar to post because of the fact that he thought that Jake Lever had done the wrong thing by going to Melbourne and so forth and so on. But look, I'm disappointed that Jake Lever has gone, but put yourself in the kid's position. Here he is, 21 years of age, has an offer of nearly $4 million over a period of 4 years to do something he loves to do. Here's a chance for a 21-year-old to set himself up for life. I can understand why he's going. I'm bitterly disappointed. But the other issue in my mind today is I'm amazed that not more has been made of the Charlie Cameron situation. This is the one that I'm hot on. Charlie Cameron came to us on the rookie list. An unknown player has now started to play some of the football that the Adelaide Football Club knew that he had in him. He came here, started to play good football. It was tough to come here, but the Betts family, and this is the part that really irks me, Eddie Betts and his family took the young fellow, Indigenous young player, under his wing, took him into his home, made him feel a part of the family, virtually treated him like a son. He was a part of the family. He still has one more year of his contract to go, and he's made the point, I want to go back to Brisbane. I'm homesick. That is a bloody cop-out. Every player knows, and don't give me the crap that he's a young boy. Every player knows that if you go into the draft, you could finish up anywhere. The part that I'm upset about is the fact that Charlie Cameron has turned his back on Eddie Betts. Eddie Betts had no idea that he was going to go to Brisbane. No idea in the wide, wide world. And I think that's a very poor move. Whoever is advising Charlie Cameron has got the wrong ticket. And his manager making the point also that he won't be with Adelaide at the end of next year. And so Adelaide are now forced to do a trade. I think that's a very poor call. I know he's only a young boy, but Charlie Cameron, that is a very, very, very ordinary call. That's my view.
Dead Set Legends.
Strong. Strong, KG. Strong.
Say bye, Toyota Triple M.
The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the 1-hour express service.
Triple M.